Well, we're back here at the District 1 Boys Basketball Tournament in Wahpeton. Hopefully we're doing well right now. The internet has been bouncing in and out on us here at NDSCS. Hopefully it stays with us. It's the Grandma LTD pregame report. Hankinson, the number 2 seed in this tournament, number 9 team in the state, 18-3 record, 7-1 inside the district. And they're taking on 8-0 inside the district, 18-3 overall, number 7 team in the state, the Oaks Tornadoes. Oaks coming on in. They have not lost since January 9th. They have not lost to a Class B team since December 10th, when that was Linton HMB. Yeah, winner of this one. By the way, they get Linton, and loser gets EKM. You win, you get punished. You lose, you get punished. No matter what, you're going to have a tough time at the Region 1 tournament. But at least you'll have some championship gold to go along with your region tournament title or region tournament berth coming up next week. Oaks, Hankinson coming on in this one. Oaks coming on in. They're on a 14-game winning streak. They got here by beating Richland 59-44. They then beat Maple River by 22, 66-44, the final in that one. Hankinson, they beat Tri-State Day 1, 63-44 after Tri-State gave them fits in that first quarter. Then Barnes County North, they beat them by 66-46. Beat them by 76, actually, to 46, if I remember right. I think I put that score in wrong. Either way, they beat Barnes County North, punched their ticket here beating them. 50, not long left. Oaks has not won a district tournament since 2020. They haven't, or 21, I believe. Let's see, they beat them by... They beat Barnes County North by 76-46. Let's take a look at the history books here. Last time these two teams met, it was January 23rd. Hankinson was number 4 at the time. Oaks won that one 59-44. Last time Oaks went to a region tournament, it's been a while for Oaks. Last time they made it, last time they were in a District 5 or district championship, actually, was back in 2021. That's also the last time they made it to the regionals. They beat Lemoore that time, 59-49. That was in the District 5 tournament back in 2021. They'd go on to the region tournament where they would lose in the semifinal round in 2021. They'd lose to EKM, 69-68 in overtime. None of those kids that were on that team are here now for Oaks. Meanwhile, for Hankinson, they've been doing pretty well in the regionals. In 2023, they made it to the third place game. 2022, they didn't do well at all. They were out in the opening round that year. That was a down year for them. They've been good the last couple of years. 2023, third place. Last year in the district one final, District 1 tournament, they defeated Sergeant County 52-43. They're looking for a repeat here at the District 1 championship. Oaks versus Hankinson coming up in mere moments. We'll take a quick subside. We are back. It's a jam-packed crowd here at Edward Arena in Wahpeton.
Save big this month with Smith Motors in Wahpeton. $30 in rebates on the purchase of 3 AC Delco wiper blades. $20 in rebates on the purchase and installation of select AC Delco gold batteries. And $15 in rebates on the purchase and installation of 1 AC Delco cabin air filter and 1 engine air filter. Gear up for winter with these exclusive offers. Small town friendly, big town deals. Smith Motors, your certified Chevy and GMC dealership in Wahpeton. Online at smithmotors.com.
Swedes Plumbing and Milner are proud to support high school athletics. Swedes Plumbing offers reliable plumbing services. Whether you need plumbing repairs or just sewer cleaning services, the experts at Swedes Plumbing have you covered. Call Swedes Plumbing at 701-427-5061. When it comes to quality plumbing, you're going to want someone who gets the job done right the first time. Let them do the dirty work. Call Swedes Plumbing, your plumbing experts, at 701-427-5061.
Terrace 58 Pharmacy is the place to go for courteous, convenient service at a discount. We are a pharmacy with you in mind. We have a drive-through window for the person on the go. Open 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 a.m. until noon. We are there for you. Call ahead and we will have what you need ready. 742-3824 to ask us about your prescription needs today. Terrace Rifty White Pharmacy at 610 Main Avenue in Oaks.
It's the place where good friends gather. It's a place that's all about friendly service, good food, and occasionally really good music, too. Welcome to the Black Pelican in Wymere. The Black Pelican is that comfortable place where you can enjoy your favorite beverage. Take home some off sale and make some great memories. Relax and just have some fun. So stop in and take a break from the day. Make some great memories. That's what the Black Pelican is all about. The Black Pelican, where all your friends go in Wymere, North Dakota.
It's the District 1 Championship game here on KDDR and KBMW. Happy to have you guys along with me. Final game of this District 1 tournament. Let's go through these starting lineups. We'll start up with the Hankinson Pirates. They are the 2 seed in this tournament, the 9 team in the state. They're going to be starting senior center Andrew Jean, sophomore forward Gunnar Ilg, junior guard Parker Falk, junior guard Rayshon Earl, and senior guard Matthew Blado. They're head coached by 2-year head coach Carter Malk. In this, they are, again, the number 9 team in the state. Oaks going to be the number 1 team in this tournament, number 7 team in the state. They're going to be starting sophomore guard Bo Thorpe, senior guard Roddick Schmidt, senior guard Chris Titus, junior guard Brayson Sagert, and senior center and forward Eddie Garza. Hankinson in their road grays. They're going to be attacking right to left. They have white piping down the side and blue down the side as well. They have blue numbers front and back outlined in white, pirate script across their front. Oaks are there in their home whites, black and orange trimmed down their sides. Black oak script across their front and Brock letters outlined in orange. Black numbers front back outlined in orange and a Tornadoes logo on between their shoulders. Roddick Schmidt going to tip it off. Oaks attacking left to right. Andrew.
Editor's note, here was supposed to be the start of the game and also a couple minutes into the game. Probably 1 minute into the game. But due to internet issues at NDSCS, we did not have this on the recording. So no recording of this section here. So just stay tuned for another second. It will get back to the broadcast.
And it's stolen away by Titus. Garza now driving right side. Garza lays it off the glass and in. 4-2. Expect run and gun basketball here. Carried on up Blado. Played on over to the far side. That is Falk. Falk gets an open lane to the glass. Sagert has Earl on him. Goes on over to Titus. Titus will carry it up back to Sagert on the near side. Sagert will cross the timeline. Sagert trying to go to Eddie Garza down on the baseline, but Blado will kick the ball, and we get our first whistle. 6:38 left to go here in the first quarter, and on the James Valley Grain scoreboard, it's 4-4. Sagert inbounds the ball to Titus, gives it back to Brayson. Brayson goes down into the corner for Eddie Garza. Garza on the near side corner, gives up top to Brayson. Titus, Thorpe, puts up a three ball. Thorpe, bang! 7-4, Bo Thorpe. Good to see that arm is healing well. Falk driving in, spinning on Bo, gives it back to Earl. Earl, double teamed, triple teamed, gives on over. Mid-range jumper, will not fall. Put back, yes. That's Ilg. 4-4. Sagert gives up to Eddie, who's in the front court. Double team, goes to Brayson. Brayson, Eddie on the near side. Eddie, Brayson, Titus, driving, stops, mid-range jumper, won't go. Eddie got the board. Eddie's put back off the glass, yes! 9-6, 5:39 left. It's run-and-gun basketball. No one's gotten a defensive stop yet. Earl driving near side, puts it up. Block called. He'll go to the line, he'll shoot two. I think Titus was just inside that half circle underneath the bucket. Earl to the line to shoot two. Titus will pick up his first, team's first as well, 5:32. 9-6 on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Both these teams going to the region tournament. Oaks looking for some, Oaks and Hankinson both looking for some goal before they get there. First one up and in for Earl. Rayshon's second. Comes set. He looks. He deals. Got it. 9-8. Thorpe to inbound to Chris Titus. 1-3-1 press for the Pirates. Sagert goes on over to Bo. crosses the timeline. Bo back to Sagert. Brayson gives down low baseline. Eddie Garza with Brayson Sagert. Sagert driving, gives on over to Eddie. Eddie near side up top of the key. Goes over to Bo Thorpe. Thorpe drives into the paint. Mid-range jumper rolls off. Rebound. It's brought on in by Roddick Schmidt. To Eddie. Eddie for three. Rolls in and out. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Roddick Schmidt. Couple of big opportunities there to take a four-point lead. And now here come the Pirates with a chance to retake the lead. Oaks has had one defensive stop. Hankinson now has one defensive stop. Earl drives near side. Mid-range jumper falls. Hard to stop him. Rayshon Earl basically put a face guard on him in the entire game. Sagert. Attacked there by Gene. He gets him around to Eddie Garza, near side corner. Eddie to Brayson. Brayson down to Eddie. Eddie in the corner, out to Bo Thorpe. Thorpe kicks through the corner. Titus driving baseline. Floater is well off target. Gene will pull on the board. 10-9 to score. Rayshon Earl, Roddick Schmidt on him. Now they'll switch over to Eddie. Driving in. Floater won't go. Brayson's got the board there. Brayson cuts on over, gives on over to the far side. Titus all the way up Roddick Schmidt. Schmidt underneath off the glass. Yes. 11-10 Oaks. Lead changes again. Blado far side. Gives to Falk. Top of the key. 3:57 left in the first quarter. Down low. Rayshon Earl. Fadeaway jumper is off target. Rebound brought on in. Up and in for Matt, for Parker, or for Gunnar Ilg. 12-11. Lead change again. Sagert. Sagert double teamed. Trying to split the defense. He does. Sagert has it go out of bounds off of Blado. 12-11. Sagert to inbound. Inbounds out to the center circle. It's Chris Titus. Titus motions to Eddie. He'll hand it off to him on the near side. Eddie, split dodge, driving into the paint. Stop, spins, turns. Eddie, hook shot, yes. 13-12. 3:19 left. Running gun basketball here. Falk, top of the key, has Bo on him. Played to the near side. Blado into the corner. This is Ilg. Titus on him. Ilg gives up into the corner even more. Played on in. Laid off the glass. Too hard. That was a cutting Falk. Thorpe with it. He'll carry it across the timeline. Give it over to Titus. Titus gives to Bo. Thorpe near side. Stops. Looks. Spins. Puts up a shot. Got it from about 15. 15-12. Back to a three-point advantage for Oaks. 2:41 left. Rayshon Earl. Top of the key. Going to the far side. Titus on him. Spins on Chris. He's got it knocked out of his hand. He called on a foul. Chris has got his second, and Giles is going to come on in. 2:33 left. Giles Meyer in for Chris Titus. Giles in for the first time tonight. Inbounded here to Blado. Top of the key. Falk driving left side on the post. Kicks it up from the charity stripe. Shot up as well. Short and out of bounds. Airballed it. Did Gunnar Ilg. 2:24 left to go here in the first. Oaks up 15-12 to the number 9 team in the state. Thorpe picks up his dribble. Plays on over to Brayson Sagert. He'll cross the timeline with a pass to Eddie Garza. Garza left side. Stops. Overhand pass to Bo Thorpe. Thorpe down low. Giles Meyer played on over Eddie in the paint. Eddie working down low, up and in. Eddie's up to 8. 17-12. Jam-packed crowd here in Wahpeton. Good student section. Playing into the corner. Blado. Sagert on him. Gives it up. Top of the key. This is Falk. Gives on over. Gene. Roddick Schmidt the steal! Schmidt laid off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound. Played on up to Blado. Blado. Gene. Underneath. Up. Fouled. Ilg will be fouled by Eddie Garza. His first, team's third. So Ilg will shoot two. A minute 32 left here in the first quarter. Hilgs first. Bounces out. Eddie picks up his first team's third. 92 seconds left here in the quarter. Again, jam-packed crowd here in Wahpeton. Hilgs second. Got it. Up to 5 points for him. It's a four-point advantage for Oaks. Thorpe goes behind the back, goes on over to Brayson Sagert. Sagert blocked there by Gunnar Hilgs. He'll pick up his first, team's first. On this side, it's pretty full as well. Jam-packed with Hankinson fans, neutral fans as well. Thorpe will inbound into the backcourt from the in front of the Hankinson bench. Sagert goes on over to Bo. Bo thought about it. 2-3 zone is what Hankinson's in right now. Eddie near side. Down low, Giles. Giles up top to Brayson. Brayson pulls up for three. Brayson Sagert for three! 7 point advantage for Oaks. Falk, top of the key, gives on over to Earl. Earl puts up a three ball from downtown. Won't go. Eddie's got it. Garza across the timeline, gives to Bo. Bo to Brayson. Brayson drives, baseline, reverse layup, won't go. Rebound, Roddick Schmidt gives it to Garza. Garza drives right side, shot up, charge on Eddie. He'll pick up his second, and Nitschke will come on in. Tough man to lose there, Eddie Garza. Nitschke in for Oaks. Tyson Falk in for Hankinson. About 7 seconds between game and shot. Played into the far corner. Three ball on the way. Won't go. Rebound bouncing around. It's picked up by Giles Meyer. That three ball is taken by Falk. And Thorpe has got it now. Oaks can go 2-for-1 here. Final shot, they're going to say. Jeremy says hold for 10. Goes over to Brayson. Sagert for three. Oaks by 10 with 5 left here in the quarter. Plato, top of the key. Play it on over. Tyson Falk backs in. Pass. Bo Thorpe says no. Bo Thorpe says no. 23-13. Oaks by 10. We go to the second. On the James Valley Grain scoreboard, Oaks leads it by 10. You're listening to the District 1 Championship game here in Wahpeton.
When it's time to take a little time out, there's only one place you need to go. The Nest in Hankinson. The Nest is open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. The atmosphere at the Nest is comfortable and relaxing, and the service at the Nest is top-notch. One visit in the Nest will be your favorite place to go. So remember, next time you need to take time for a little time out, stop by the Nest in Hankinson. Come on in and nest a while. Good sports are winners no matter what the score, and good sportsmanship is everyone's responsibility. You keep the standards high and the game enjoyable for all by showing respect for players, coaches, and officials, win or lose. The name of the game is sportsmanship in high school athletics. So remember, be a good sport. This message brought to you from the teachers, staff, and the students from Tri-State Schools. The Tri-State Tigers are a proud supporter of high school athletics.
23-13, Oaks leads it. They get the ball to start up the second quarter of action. Big first quarter from Eddie Garza, Brayson Sagert, and Bo Thorpe. Nitschke, Sagert, over to Thorpe. Thorpe, 2-3 zone are what Hankinson's doing right now. Sagert to Nitschke in the corner. Nitschke up to Brayson Sagert into the paint. Bo Thorpe puts up a mid-range jumper. It rolls in. Thorpe, he's up to 7 and is 25-13 for Oaks. Played on over to Parker Falk. He'll cross the timeline. Hankinson was in this position before, down and after one quarter. They beat Tri-State at the end of this at the end of that game. Hands it off. This is going to be Hilgs back to Parker Falk. Parker Falk out in between the circles. Falk to Earl. A moving screen! A moving screen called by Hankinson on Hankinson. It'll be on Gunnar Hilgs. Hilgs will pick up his second. Team's first. Jax Hernandez checks in. Inbounded to Brayson Sagert. Nitschke. Sagert. Thorpe across the timeline. Thorpe to Giles. Giles to Roddick. Roddick underneath. Off the glass. Yes! 27-13 Oaks. Played to the near side. Hernandez. First touch of the ball tonight. Gives on over to Rayshon Earl. Roddick Schmidt on him. He'll spin off of Brayson Sager now. Brayson. Played down low. Ball's knocked around. Played down low again. Off of, that was from Gene. He found his man down low. That was Jax Hernandez. Got his first timeout called. 30-second timeout called by Hankinson. 27-15, your score on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Scoreboard update, by the way, from B.J. Walters up in Jamestown. MPB leads Lemoore at the half. 24-17, if you can believe that. MPB was the four seed in that tournament, playing the three seed Lemoore, looking to get a region or district title up there. So, yeah. 27-15. Oaks by 12 right now. Here in the second quarter. A lot of basketball left to go, though. Reese Nitschke inbounds to Bo Thorpe. Played on over to Brayson Sager. And they'll carry it up. No press right now. And now there will be a press. A half press by Hankinson. They'll switch to man on defense. Thorpe driving in. Looking. Played on over to Giles. Giles Meyer stops, looks over to Reese Nitschke, or Roddick Schmidt, played on over to Bo Thorpe. Thorpe has it knocked out of his hands by Rayshon Earl. Now it's going to be Reese Nitschke. Sager with it, near side, played down low. Bo Thorpe in the near corner. Thorpe drives. Bo Thorpe, jump stop, shot up, bang! 7 feet out. Bo Thorpe has it rolling off the front iron. It's 29-15, 6:09 left to go. Driving in now, that's going to be Matthew Blado, played over far side. Brought on in. Hernandez played on over back to Blado. Blado back to Hernandez, top of the key. Looking, gives on over. That's going to be Rayshon Earl. Reese Nitschke now will take him on. Played on over far side. Thought about the three. Thought better of it. Played on back to Rayshon Earl for three ball. That's off target. He airballed it. Much to the delight of the Oaks faithful and the Oaks bench. 29-15. Oaks ball, 5:41 left. Thorpe across the timeline. Played to the near side, Brayson Sager. Sager fakes the jab. Played on over to the elbow, Giles Meyer. Giles going to back his way in, spinning, trying to get underneath. Laid off the glass. Giles can't get it. Roddick Schmidt put back. Yes! 31-15, Oaks. Carried on up Blado. Up to Falk in between the circles. Falk gives to the elbow. Andrew Gene, trying to work his way in right side. Gives on back into the corner. Earl for three, won't go. Rebounded by Bo Thorpe. Thorpe played on up. Roddick Schmidt gives back to Brayson Sager. Sager to Bo Thorpe on the near side. 4:53 left, 31-15 your score. Nitschke driving in. Nitschke up, in, and one! Circus shot for Reese Nitschke from his backside. Gets it to fall. Matthew Blado, a foul. Ill will come on in. Hernandez checks off. 33-15 now. Nitschke, the and one, coming up. He'll come set with 4:48 left. Put it up. Put it in. 34-15 on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Carried up here by Rayshon Earl. Earl played on over. This is Parker Falk. Falk spins to the elbow. Down low. Earl underneath. Up and in. Rayshon getting his first points of the quarter. 4:30 left to go here. Sager drives in. Jump stop. Played on over. Foul coming. Thorpe had drilled a three, but the whistle had gone. Foul coming on Earl, his first. Oaks ball on the baseline with 4:22 left. Oaks by Oaks leads it 34-17. They lead it by 17. Inbounded near side, Giles Meyer underneath. Put it up, put it in. Giles Meyer gets his first. 19-point Oaks lead. Earl carries it up near side. goes up top of the key, gives to the elbow. Gene hands it off. Top of the key, Blado stops at the charity stripe. Hands it off again. Looking, this is Ilg. Ilg gives it on over to Blado. Blado, one more. Three ball on the way, won't go. Brayson Sagert has the board. Three ball is taken by Parker Falk. Sagert, Earl watching on over him. Man on defense here for Hankinson. Sagert near side, thought about it. Driving, stops, kicks back. Nitschke has it go off his foot. He picks it back up. Nitschke stops, gives to the corner. Brayson Sagert to Bo Thorpe. Thorpe driving, stop, wrapped up. Thorpe looking. He's got to get rid of it. Trying to get it over. Gets it over to Reese Nitschke. Brayson Sagert. Thorpe for three. Won't go. Rebounded by Giles. Put back. Won't go. Giles will step out of bounds and then pick up the ball. So good offensive movement there by Oaks. Just couldn't get it in. Better defense there by Hankinson. 36-17 your score. It's a 19-point advantage for the Oaks Tornadoes here in the second quarter. 3:15 left to go. Parker Falk will carry it across the timeline. It's the District 1 championship game. Winner gets Linton. Loser gets EKM. Play it on over to the far side. Kicks it back up top. Blado gives it to Parker Falk. Gives it on over to Gunnar Ilg. Ilg back on over to the far side. Falk driving in. Falk lay it up. Won't go. Rebound. Gene. Roddick Schmidt will foul. So Schmidt will pick up his first. Team's first on the quarter as well with 2:55 left. Andrew Gene at the line. He'll shoot two. First one up. Roll off the right side. Won't go there. 36-17. It's a 19-point advantage. Second one up. We'll fall in. Nitschke inbounds to Thorpe. Back to Thorpe. He'll cross the timeline. Gets back to Sagert near side. Back to Thorpe. Thorpe carries it near side. Thorpe. Put it back. Won't go. Rebound Giles. Kick it out. Nope. It's going to be intercepted. Falk. Nitschke doesn't get back off. So Nitschke will pick up first. Trying to draw the charge on Andrew Gene. Put it in for some falls for Andrew Gene. So Eddie Garza back in. He's got two. 36-19 on the JVG scoreboard. 2:35. James LeGrain of Oaks run over line. Put it up. Rattles home for Andrew Gene, his third point. He's 3-for-4 from the line. 16-point ball game. Sagert across the timeline. Sagert plays the guards on near side. Eddie sets it up with Brayson. Brayson drives right side, kicks on over Reese Nitschke, puts up a three. It's long. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Roddick Schmidt. 2:16 left. Oaks hasn't had a bucket in a little bit. Earl gives it on back to Parker Falk. Gives to the elbow. Gene. Tried to go to Earl. Earl was blocked there by Roddick Schmidt. Gives on over. Driving, shooting. Ilg scores. Ilg gets it. 36-22. It's a 14-point game. Chris Titus getting ready to check back in. Sagert. Split dodge on Earl. Down low, Giles, lay it up off the glass, Giles Meyer. 38-22, back to 16. Earl on the near side, Roddick Schmidt watching on over him. They're going to go at it all night long. Earl lost the handle. Giles has got it. And then a foul on Earl, I believe. And it is. Earl will pick up his second. Nitschke off, Titus in. Sagert to inbound, 38-22, 16-point advantage for Oaks on the James LeGrain scoreboard. Sagert gives to Titus, he gives it right back. Minute 25 left before the half, timeout called by Jeremy Skoglund, a quick 30-second timeout. We'll take a timeout with them, just a 10-second timeout. Station identification break. You're listening to the District 1 Boys Basketball Tournament.
The Tornado is AM 1220 KDDR Oaks and FM 100.3 K262 DH Oaks. Calm.
38-22, 16-point advantage for the Oaks Tornadoes. Let's take a look at the outside or out-of-town scoreboard real quick. Go to District 2. 6 minutes left to go in the fourth. MPB leads Lamoille Latrobe Marion 36-31. By the way, at the half, that score was 24-17 MPB. So it has been battled back by Lamoille. It's close there up at District 2. 98.3 Thunder Country. Minute 23 left to go here in the second quarter. District 1 Boys Basketball Tournament. Sagert with it. On Earl. Driving in. Jump stop. Sagert off the glass. Oh, almost got it to go. But he'll go shoot two now. Foul coming on Earl. Earl's up to three. Rayshon Earl up to three fouls. And Earl will have to come off. Sagert to shoot two. Oaks is now in the bonus. Sagert's first. Bounces around and bounces off. Hernandez off, or on. Checking off is Earl. Nitschke and Undum will check on in. Or Nitschke and Bakke, excuse me. David Bakke checking on in. Sagert second, falls in. 39-22, 17-point game. And that's going to be a foul on Andrew or on David Bakke. Pick up his first. He'll be a block on Parker Falk. So his first, team's third. And they took off Eddie and Chris, mainly because why get them the foul? Or they took off Eddie and... that ball's knocked down. Picked on up by Gene. Gene driving, shooting. And Nitschke will foul him. So Nitschke will pick up his second. They have Titus, Bo, and Eddie on the bench right now with a minute one left. Gene to shoot two after Nitschke fouled him. First one up, Gene has that one roll in. Bo will check back in, and he will take off Roddick. Ilg will check off. Checking on in is number one, Tyson Falk. Second one up. Second one is short. Ball pulled on in by Giles Meyer. He'll hand it off to Bo Thorpe. 16-point game, Oaks. Thorpe, top of the key. Gives to Giles. Giles driving up. Won't go. Rebound pulled on in by Hankinson. Played on over to the far side. Tyson Falk stops. Plays it back up top. 39 seconds left. About 10 seconds between game and shot clock. 35 seconds now. Played on over to the near side. Gene. Gene backing in on it on Giles. Trying to get in. Shot up. Giles the block. Giles the big block. Final shot here for Tornadoes as Bo Thorpe has it. Thorpe. Bakke. Near side. Bakke back to Thorpe. Bo. Hands it off to Brayson at the center circle. Brayson goes to the far side. Brayson sets up a pick and roll. Giles Meyer off the glass. It rolls off. 3 seconds left. Andrew Gene. Nitschke will foul him. Nitschke will pick up his third. Nitschke didn't need to do that. And that'll send Gene to the line. That gives him 3 points. Did not need to try to get that ball back to Reese Nitschke. Tried it anyway. Not the best idea. 39-23. Trying to make a 15-point ball game going into the 14-point ball game. There's one for Andrew Gene. 39-24, 15-point ball game. A half a second left on the game clock. Hankinson will get the ball back, so they can have a they can double up here. Gene second, lay it up, lay it in. 14-point ball game, inbounded, picked up, and now lend it. 39-25. Oaks having a great court first half. They lead it by 14. And we'll be right back. You're listening to the District 1 Boys Basketball Tournament from Wahpeton.
Ethics, integrity, and respect are values important in our daily lives. On the court, they are translated into one word, sportsmanship. The teachers, students, and staff at Wynemere Public School remind you to be a good sport and to keep the standards high and the game enjoyable for all by showing respect for players, coaches, and officials. Good sports are winners no matter what the score is the lesson learned on the court and in the stands. The teachers, students, and staff at Wynemere Public School are proud to support high school athletics.
You can always count on Bear Creek Flying Service in Oaks to protect your farming operation. They are a proud supporter of the Oaks Tornadoes and wish all of the players and coaches the best of luck during this season. Bear Creek Flying Service offers applied fertilizers, cover crop, aerial applications, and they also do chemical sales. To make sure you're protecting your crop investments, contact Travis at 742-3145. 742-3145. Your operation is in good hands with Bear Creek Flying Services in Oaks.
Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor in Oaks, your locally owned design headquarters. No matter what the project, they're here for you. Cabinets, countertops, window treatments, custom showers, tub shower conversions, closet organizational systems, and more. Got a project? Hills can help. Their professional design work is absolutely free, and their prices are guaranteed to be the best. Hills won't be undersold. You can't go wrong with Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor. 2 miles south of Oaks, 742-5656.
Are you hungry? Needing gas? Head on over to the Tornado Stop in Oaks. From fuel to snacks, cold drinks to delicious meals, they've got it all. Enjoy Champ's Chicken, fresh salads, juicy burgers, and breakfast sandwiches to start your day right. And don't miss our daily specials, Chinese Mandarin Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wing Wednesday, and Thursday Specialty Day. It's always fresh, it's always hot, and it's always ready when you are. The Tornado Stop, your one-stop convenience store, located at the corner of 7th and Main in Oaks.
Time for the halftime show in just a second here on the voice here on KDDR and the Voice of the Valley, KBMW. So stay tuned. Halftime coming up right after this.
Oaks Truck and Trailer Center makes our customer the first and only priority. We are a full-service center for diesel trucks, trailers, and engines with computer diagnostic capabilities and trained mechanics. Oaks Truck and Trailer has the largest on-hand parts inventory in Southeast North Dakota with daily deliveries to serve your needs. Open 7 a.m. until 11 p.m., 24/7 roadside and towing are available. 19 years in business and still growing to meet our customer needs. We look forward to seeing you in 2025. Oaks Truck and Trailer, just south of Oaks.
So looking at some of these stats here, just first looks at it, leading all the way in scoring, right now it is Bo Thorpe with 9, and you have Eddie Garza with 8, you have Brayson Sager with 7, Roddick Schmidt with 6, Nitschke has 3, Titus has 2, and Giles Meyer has 4. Meanwhile, for Hankinson, they have Gene with 8 and Rayshon Earl with 8. However, no one else really has much. Gunnar Ilg has 5, Jax Hernandez has 2, and Parker Falk has 2 as well. In the rebound department, Oaks is completely dominating that one. 17-9 on rebounds for Oaks, and that has been bread and butter for Oaks right now. Second chance points, though, Oaks only has 4, Hankinson has 5. Points off turnovers, Oaks has 5, Hankinson has 3. Three-pointers, though, Oaks has 9 points off the three-point. Hankinson has 0. Oaks as a team shot 17 of 30 that first half for 56.7 from the field, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc for 50%, 2 of 3 from the line. Hankinson shot 8 of 20 from the field for 40%, 0 of 5 from beyond the arc, and 9 of 12 from the line. So Oaks needs to figure out their foul trouble right now. I mean, they have 9 fouls. The only guy with 3 fouls, though, is Reese Nitschke. And, I mean, if that's it, you're doing all right. Meanwhile, for Hankinson, they're in trouble. I mean, they only have 6 fouls. However, Rayshon Earl has 3 of those fouls. Oaks has Eddie Garza with 2 and Titus with 2. But still, the only one with 3 is Reese. You can survive off of that. Defensive stops, Oaks has 14, Hankinson has 9. Oaks has 7 points off the bench, Hankinson has 2. Dead ball rebounds, Hankinson has 2, Oaks has 1. Again, 39-25, Oaks started out to a big lead. 23-13 was the score after the first quarter, 10-point lead. They build that up with 4 more or get four or build that up by four in the second quarter, 16-12 in that second quarter, taking a 34-15 lead at one point. A 19-point advantage was the Oaks' lead before Hankinson started battle back. They went on a 7-2 run before the end of the quarter. Oaks winning 39-25 now. Longest run for Oaks is 18-3. There's been two ties. There's also been five lead changes. Oaks back out on the court. That means we're going to take a quick step aside. Come back in a second. You're listening to the District 1 Boys Basketball Championship game from Wahpeton.
Agtegra Cooperative strives to serve their customers with the best service and best product. Agtegra promotes agriculture sustainability through the best applications of science and technology to assist farmers in the production of safe, healthy, and abundant supply of grain. Agtegra is anxious to help you with all of your agronomy, chemical, propane, fuel, and fertilizer needs. Agtegra and Oaks will help you decide what's right for your operation. Call 701-658-2204. 701-658-2204.
Bank North offers the perfect sync for your busy life with our online banking and mobile app. Life moves fast these days, maybe too fast at times for some of us. Fortunately, with Bank North's online banking and easy-to-use mobile app, you can always keep up. Wherever you go, take us along and handle all your banking needs at any time. It's values-based banking without ever slowing down. To get yours, visit iBankNorth.com today. Member FDIC and proud supporter of our communities.
Cargill Wahpeton is hiring for operations technicians. $28 an hour starting pay with $3,000 sign-on bonus. No experience needed. We will train. Great benefits and immediate PTO. Apply online at www.cargill.com/careers.
Casino Night is back and better than ever. Join CHI Oaks Hospital Foundation for a night of fun, excitement, and giving back. Casino Night, Friday, March 14th at the Angry Beaver Lodge at 6 p.m. Enjoy the delicious buffet, silent and live auctions, games of chance, bingo, a cornhole tournament, and live music by the Woofers. Get your tickets in advance for just $50. Don't miss out on the fun and help raise funds for patient equipment needs. Casino Night, March 14th at the Angry Beaver Lodge. Let's roll the dice for a good cause.
If you're looking for a place to have a good time and maybe meet with some friends after the game, go check out Christine Liquors. Go check out their Facebook page to see what specials they're offering or what type of events they're hosting. Christine Liquors are open 7 days a week. Stop in from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. Monday through Friday, noon to 2 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. Christine Liquors, here to have a good time. Good luck to all the District 1 basketball teams.
Comdel Innovation of Wahpeton would like to wish all of the student-athletes the best of luck in tonight's games. If you or someone you know is looking for a new career, Comdel Innovation is here. Comdel is looking to hire machinists and tool fabrication technicians. Head to ComdelInnovation.com and click Job Opportunities to apply. That's Comdel Innovation of Wahpeton, wishing the best of luck to students and coaches in tonight's game.
It's a great time for winter fun. Your friends at Dakota Valley Electric would like to remind you to be extra cautious while riding snowmobiles. Be sure to watch out for power poles, guy wire, and electrical equipment that can be hidden by snow. Transformer boxes and cabinets may be buried. See a down power line? Stay away and report it. Have fun and stay safe from the folks at Dakota Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Good luck to all the teams in the district tournament.
Dominique Sales and Service in Oaks, your locally owned and operated feed store specializing in livestock feed, equipment, and supplies for all animals. Calving season is upon us. Be sure to get all the supplies you need, including tags, milk replacer, mineral, creep feed, and more. For more information on any of their products, just call 742-3081. Dominique Sales and Service, your one-stop feed and livestock supply store serving Oaks and the surrounding areas. Call 742-3081.
Did you know that Economy Oil in Oaks is your locally owned bulk distributor? Did you know that Economy Oil provides great quality products and their customer service is their top priority? Economy Oil in Oaks is the place to go for all your gas and diesel needs. Whether it's on the farm delivery or heating fuel for your home, they are ready to assist you. Stop by 1234 North 14th Street in Oaks or call 742-2231. That's Economy Oil in Oaks, your locally owned bulk distributor.
Well, welcome back to the District 1 Boys Basketball Tournament. As again, we're having internet issues here as NDSCS Athletics Wi-Fi has basically just dropped off the face of the map. It basically disappeared, and it has come back now. So when we get to a break, we're going to have to probably switch that back over. As that is what I switched on over to my phone's hotspot, actually, to get you back on the air right now. Third quarter of action about to get underway here, as it's going to be Hankins and Ball. They're attacking left to right across your radio dial. 39-25 is the score as we get back to it. With the ball played on over far side. Hankinson left to right in their road grays. Played it back on over into the corner. Thought about the three. It's Parker Falk. Rayshon Earl back out there as well. Earl driving in. Stops at the charity stripe. Shot up. It's hard off the back iron and out. Played on over. Titus goes to Bo Thorpe. 7:32 left. Thorpe right side. Ran into by Gene. Thorpe. Top of the key, Eddie Garza. Watched on over by Rayshon Earl. Back to Eddie. Eddie for three. It's off the front iron. And chasing on after it, Nitschke gets it in. Garza played on over. Trying to chase it on down. Rayshon Earl can't keep it. That's out of play. Inbounded ball, Roddick Schmidt to Brayson Sagert. Titus gives on over to Bo Thorpe near side. Bo Thorpe puts up a three ball. And it's going to be a short and out of play.
Again, editor's note, this section of the game does not exist due to the fact that we had some connectivity issues. So just stay tuned. We'll get back to the broadcast starting up right again in like 2 seconds.
Driving far side, Eddie Garza spinning, shooting, fouled as he shoots. So Eddie Garza fouled there. He'll go to the line, he'll shoot two. Foul on Andrew Gene, his first, team's first. Garza to the line to shoot two. Earl has 1.2, one bucket already. It's 39-27 now. 14-point game. Got it. We're 13-point game now. First one falls in for Eddie. 9th point of the night. Eddie's second. Put it up. Rattles not home. 40-27, 13-point game for Oaks. Parker Falk, top of the key. Falk. Over to Earl on the far side. Earl double-teamed. Pass into the middle. Knocked out. And here's Bo. Bo driving up right side. Laid off the glass. Yes. Thorpe gives it back up to 15. Up to Earl. Earl on the far side. Driving on in. Earl layup. Up and in. Layup from diving. 42-29, back to 13. Sagert driving far side, steps back, gives over to Titus, top of the key, near side Eddie, as he fakes it, driving in, Eddie, lay it up, won't go, ball knocked out to Bo. Bo Thorpe, driving, stops, shoots, fadeaway, won't go, Roddick Schmidt's got the ball back, he's going to be fouled. Fouled as he shoots, he'll shoot two. 42-29, Roddick Schmidt to the line. His first trip to the charity stripe tonight. Foul is on Gunnar Ill, his third. Team second. Roddick's first. Buried it. Nothing but net. Ilg off. Tyson Falk in. Second one for Roddick Schmidt. Put it up. Put it in. 44-29. 15-point advantage for Oaks. Parker Falk. Titus on him. Gives to Earl. Knocked away by Roddick Schmidt. Numbers the other way if Oaks hurries. Played up to Bo Thorpe. Thorpe in the paint. Jump stop. Kicks back. Eddie Garza thought about it. Driving. Spinning. In the paint. Right side. Shot off the glass is going to not go. Trying to do a little too much with it was Eddie. Played on up. Blado, Parker Falk, gets Brayson to jump, kicks back out to Blado. Blado's three is short, and it's an air ball. Bo Thorpe has got it. gives on over. Brayson Sagert will carry it up. 44-29 the score, 4:57 left. Not much scoring in this quarter compared to the first quarter, two quarters. 2-3 zone for the Pirates right now. Sagert to Thorpe. Couldn't get a good hold on it. Goes back to Sagert. Sagert to Eddie. Eddie Garza hands it off to Bo Thorpe. Earl on him, 10 left. Titus driving, kicks back. Oh, Brayson Sagert, corner three on the way. Won't go. Eddie's got the board. Eddie underneath, kicks out. Bo Thorpe, he'll put up a three ball. Bang! Bo Thorpe for three, 47-29. 18-point advantage. Here in the third, top of the key, it's Parker Falk. Falk lost the handle. He'll chase it down. Titus bumps him. There's the foul. 47-29. Parker Falk to inbound. Earl's got some blood. He'll get taped up real quick. Titus and Roddick Schmidt running over. And Roddick will get some blood on wiped off of him. And Earl will have to sit for a second. Earl will come off. Hankinson trailing by 18. Roddick Schmidt still getting the blood of, I think it was Rayshon's blood. He's getting it wiped off of him. And the referee says, yeah, you're good. So it wasn't even Roddick's blood. It was Rayshon's blood. Parker Falk to inbound. Jax Hernandez came in for Rayshon Earl. Jax Hernandez inbounds the ball. Blado top of the key. Three ball on the way. Bang! Jax Hernandez gives Hankinson their first three of the night. 47-32. Giles Meyer getting ready to check on in. Bo Thorpe top of the key. Gives on over to Brayson. Titus in the near side corner. Titus, Sagert, over to Bo. Bo drives around around his man. Put it up off the glass. Bo Thorpe. 49-32. And Earl and Giles are over there talking on the sidelines. Top of the key, Tyson Falk driving in. Kicks over to the corner. Three ball on the way is well short. Eddie Garza is going to bring it in. That three ball is taken by Matthew Blado. 49-32. Sagert with it. Going between his legs, behind the back. Sagert looking around. Trying to do a pick and roll. Driving on in. Foul coming on Blado, I believe. And it will be on Blado. And Blado will pick up his second, team's third. Or his third, team second. Nope, his second, team's third. Earl back in. Blado off. Giles Meyer will check on in as well. Chris Titus will check off with three fouls. Sagert with it. Top of the key out in no man's land. Sagert going between the legs. Figuring out Jackson and his pick and roll to Giles Meyer. Giles down low to Eddie. Eddie lets 30 guys jump up around him. Ball tipped up around. Roddick Schmidt bounces it on the ground and is going to be picked up here by Tyson Falk. Driving up the near side, Tyson Falk. Eddie Garza on him. Gives on over to Parker Falk. Parker Falk, top of the key. Parker Falk for three. Won't go. Rebound. Kept alive Andrew Jean on the baseline. Andrew Jean trying to work his way in. Pass on over to Tyson Falk. Rayshon Earl gets open for three. Earl won't go. Rebound by Bo Thorpe. So a couple of defensive stops both ways. Oaks has scored 10 this quarter. 49-32. Reese Nitschke getting ready to check back in with three fouls. Sagert played near side. Garza down low to Roddick. Roddick gives to Giles. No, it goes through Giles' hand. And then Roddick will be called on a foul. Roddick going after the ball. He bumped Parker Falk. Coming on in, Gunnar Ilg. Tyson Falk will check off. Bo Thorpe will check off. Reese Nitschke will check on in. 49-32, a 17-point advantage for Oaks. Here in this third quarter, 2:08 left. A lot of basketball left to play. Earl. Coming to the near side. Earl stops. Top of the key. Parker Falk for three. It's short. And he airballed it. Out of bounds on the baseline. Nitschke to inbound. Bakke will check in. Bakke will come on in for Brayson Sagert. Give him a breather. Coming on in for Hankinson, it's Matthew Blado. He'll make his return. Bakke played on over. Nitschke to Bakke near side. Bakke gives down low. This is Roddick Schmidt. Schmidt gives to Giles Meyer. Giles lost the handle on it. It was knocked away from him. And here comes Rayshon Earl the other way. Earl puts up a fadeaway jumper. Falls. 49-34. It's a 15-point ball game. Gives to Eddie Garza. Minute 27 left. Eddie, jump stop, down low. Eddie gets it to fall. His first bucket of the quarter. Play it on over. Far side. Hilg, three ball. Won't go, but there's a foul anyways before that. Fouls on whom? Oh, David Bakke. Bakke will pick up his second, team's third. Not ball foul. 51-34. 17-point ball game. Inbounded Jax Hernandez, and it's knocked away by Roddick Schmidt. It was intended for Rayshon Earl. Roddick Schmidt just threw his hand up, had no idea where it was, and he knocked it down. Bakke plays on over to Eddie Garza. Garza, looking, goes on over to David Bakke. Earl on him, gives it back to Eddie. Eddie, from the elbow, gives to Giles. Giles, pass over to the near side. Reese Nitschke, top of the key. David Bakke for three. Bakke, bang! David Bakke for three. A 20-point advantage for Oaks with 42 seconds left in the third. Earl, right side in the corner. Earl, back up top. Ilg to Earl. Earl for three. Short. Off the front of the iron, and Eddie's got the board. Oaks can go 2-for-1 here. Garza, Gene on him. Garza driving right side. Garza, reverse layup, yes, and one for Eddie Garza. All Oaks here in the third. 56-34. Oaks dominant. Eddie Garza for the and one. Oaks can get two, or we'll get the ball back to start up the quarter. Put it up, put it in, Eddie. Earl on the inbound. 14 seconds left. 12 seconds left. Oaks will get the ball to get back to the start of the fourth quarter. Earl drives right side. Earl stops. Bakke will wrap him up in a hug and foul him. So Bakke basically hugged him with 5 seconds left. Going to be inbounded by Jax Hernandez. Jax Hernandez looking, going to be inbounding. 5 seconds left. Inbounded to the top of the key. Blado to Earl. Earl with two for three. No! 57-34. Oaks is 8 minutes away from the first district championship since 2021. We'll be right back. You're listening to the District 1 Boys Basketball Tournament. The boys basketball championship game from Wahpeton. Actually, we'll hold it on here as we're having, again, internet difficulties here at Edware Arena. Just not been working well, to say the least, here at NDSCS. 57-34, Oaks leads it by 20. They're looking for their first district title since 2021. They won it that year. They went to the semifinals and the regionals before being eliminated in overtime by EKM. Oaks attacking right to left in their home whites. Up by 23. Thorpe to Sagert across the timeline. Sagert gives on over, trying to get it to Thorpe, and it was behind his back. Thorpe says, sorry, went a little too far. 7:52 left. Inbounded to Blado. Sagert on him. Gives on back to Parker Falk. who carried across the timeline. Falk has Thorpe watching him from the three-point stripe of the NBA threes. Falk played down low, put up a shot and in. Andrew Jean. Titus over to Brayson Sagert. Sagert carries it up, played to Eddie. Eddie driving, shooting, scoring. Eddie Garza. 59-36. Falk on the right side. Falk into the lane. A Falk jump stop. Shot up hard off the iron. And then that one went out of bounds off of Eddie. And it will be Hankinson ball on the baseline. 23-point advantage for Oaks. 59-36. Giles Meyer will check in. Take off Eddie for a bit. Eddie right now on the night, he has 16. It's inbounded. Top of the key now with Falk. Falk, there's a foul on who? Now Eddie will be coming back in. Oh, Eddie will, or Titus will foul. Fourth time tonight, and Titus will come off, and Eddie will come right back. So Titus checks off. He got the first points for Oaks tonight. 59-36, 7:08 left. Inbounded Rayshon Earl drives on the baseline. Earl runs into Giles Meyer, lays it up and lays it in. Earl gets that one in. 21-point game. 6:58 left. Play it on up to Bo. Bo's got numbers. Bo drives right side, stops, steps back out. Gives it to Eddie. Eddie, down low to Giles. Giles back out to Eddie. Eddie looking. He didn't move it quick enough. Eddie, jump stop, underneath, up and in. Eddie Garza, have yourself a night. Play it on up. Blado to Earl. Earl, Euro, up. Won't go, it's short. Carried on up now. Here's Brayson Sagert. Sagert on the far side. Double team coming. Play it on over to Bo. Thorpe drives up left post. Fadeaway jumper is short. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Roddick Schmidt. 61-38 Oaks. 6:12 left in this district title game. Hankinson a long ways to go. Parker Falk played to the near side. Blado. Blado gets a pick set for a Gene. Can't get it to him. Played on over to Parker Falk. Falk at the charity stripe stops. Gives it back out. Ild. Ild jump stop. Shot up. Won't go. It's hard off the glass. And picked up here by Giles Meyer, who will go to Eddie Garza. Eddie with the ball. Gives on over to Brayson Sagert, who crossed the timeline. Brayson drives right side. Gets around Earl. Brayson down low. Roddick Schmidt gives out to Thorpe. Thorpe puts up a three. It's off target. Off the front of the iron. And Earl will get the board. 61-38 left. 5:32 left on the James on the Grain scoreboard. All Oaks here in the fourth. Earl driving. Earl shooting. Giles will be fouling him as he was driving in. Giles will pick up his first, team's first, with 5:26 left. Earl to the line. He'll shoot two, trying to make it a 21-point game. Again, very good crowd here in Wahpeton for the District 1 Boys Basketball Championship. Good crowd from Oaks. Excellent crowd from Hankinson as well. Earl's first falls in. Earl's second. Put it up. Short. Bounced around, and it'll be picked up here by Parker Falk. Put it up a three by Blado. It's hard off the iron and out. Eddie Garza has got the board. He'll give it over to Brayson Sagert, and Oaks will carry it up the floor slowly. Across the timeline with 3 seconds to spare. And a timeout by Jeremy Skoglund. Three-year head coach of Oaks. Right now calls timeout. 61-39 your score. Oaks up by 22 here on KDDR The Tornado and KBMW. It's the District 1 Championship game from Wahpeton.
Are you in need of corn and bean storage? Then Farmers Elevator in Rossel would like you to know that they have corn and bean storage available for you. If you'd like some more information on how Farmers Co-op Elevator in Rossel can help you with corn and bean storage, give Brad a call at 605-537-4236 or go online to farmerselevator.com. Remember, for corn and bean storage, call Brad at Farmers Co-op Elevator in Rossel today. Farmers Co-op Elevator in Rossel is proud to support high school athletics.
61-39. We got a final from Jamestown. MPV is your district, or your District 2 champions. The 4 seed, District 2 champions. The 3 seed is District 2 runners-up. So MPB will take on Maple River. And Maple River and MPB lost to Maple River. Lemoore and Barnes County North will play against each other. And let me see if Barnes County North and them played. Here, I'm pulling that up. They played back at the Barnes County Tournament. Barnes County North won that one 38-31. Back at it, 61-39. Played down low, Eddie Garza. Eddie Garza up and in from Giles Meyer. His sixth of the quarter, 63-39. As here's Rayshon Earl. Earl on Roddick Schmidt. Forced back out. Top of the key. Three ball on the way. Is run a toilet bowl home for Ilg. 63-42. A 21-point advantage for Oaks. Quick 30-second timeout. We'll hold on to it. So MPB, your District 2 champions. Winner of this one will get the unenviable task of taking on Linton. Loser takes on EKM, neither of which you really want to play at all. Hankinson played EKM, has not played EKM, nor have they played Linton. So that'll be a whole new opponent for Hankinson. Oaks has played both. They played EKM back on January 7th, 170-34. They played Linton at the beginning of the season, lost that one 64-52 to start off the year. Bow to inbound to Eddie Garza. Eddie Garza stops, spins. Gene on him. Played on up to Bow. And Earl goes down in a heap. Bo Thorpe backs on up. Gives up top to Eddie Garza. Garza down low, trying to get it to Giles Meyer. It's tipped up and picked up here by Hankinson. Trying to cut down between from 20. Earl driving. Earl lays it up. Won't go. He'll shoot two. Roddick will pick up his third. Team's third as well. .430 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 63-42. Earl to try to make it a 19-point game. Try to cut the lead down a little bit more. Leads down to 20. 63-43. Earl for his second. Lay it up. Lay it in. It's a 19-point advantage for Oaks now. Thorpe, double team, played on up to Eddie. Eddie to Giles. Giles brings it in. Roddick Schmidt underneath, up and won't go. Roddick trying to get the board, bouncing around. Roddick Schmidt somehow comes out with it. 4:15 left. Garza gives it to Bow. Bow driving in, stops, spins, looks, played down low. Giles off the glass. Yes, Giles Meyer. He gets his sixth point. Back to 21 for Oaks. Blado out in between the circles. Played to the near side. It's going to be Ilg. Ilg driving. Played on out to Blado. Blado for three. Won't go. Rebounded by Giles Meyer. Playing up to Brayson Sagert. Sagert will carry it on up to the near side. Sagert fouled by Blado. Blado will pick up his third, team's first. 65-44, 3:43 left. And if you're going to start fouling him, you got to start fouling him now. Titus will come on in. Sagert will come on off. Titus will take the inbound. Sagert has had an excellent game. Sagert has had an excellent tournament. Gives his coach a side hug. And he goes to the bench. 65-44. Eddie Garza down low. Bo Thorpe off the glass. Yes. Bo Thorpe lays it up and in. 23-point game. Ilg backing in or dropping in. Shot up and won't go. Trying to shoot over Eddie Garza and what's that call? Giles had something on his jersey? Or there's something on the floor? Oh, there's some blood on the floor. On the baseline, on Oaks' baseline, there's some blood on the floor. They're going to need some water to get it off. Huh. So the referees put some water on it, put a towel on it. Will it come off now? Yes. And now they'll get the floor clean. It'll be Oaks all on, ball under the bucket. And Earl was the one bleeding. Okay. 67-44. I thought Giles was the one bleeding. Giles thought he was the one bleeding, too. Earl will go through his pit stop, and he's got a bandage on his right arm now. Inbounded by Titus to Eddie Garza. Gene on him, and there's going to be a foul on Gene. Gene will pick up his second, team second. It'll be Oaks on the sideline. 3:21 left to go here in this game. Fourth quarter. Oaks just a few minutes away from a District 1 title and the number one team inside of District 1. And Earl will pick up a foul as he reaches into Bo Thorpe. Now, I mean, foul number three for Hankinson. They got to play aggressive here, does Hankinson. Down by three, or down by 23. Titus inbounds to Bo. Bo Thorpe with it. Earl on him, and Earl can't play defense now. Playing over to Eddie Garza, top of the key. They're willing to kill clock here are the Tornadoes. Garza, split dodge, comes to the near side, hands it off to Roddick. Top of the key, it's Bo. Bo to Chris on the near side. Titus, double team, over to Eddie. Eddie drives into the paint. Eddie, no, there's a foul called before that. On whom? Parker Falk? Nope. It'll be Matthew Blado picking up his fourth. So Blado and Earl are on their fourth fouls. Thorpe, double teamed. Played on up to Titus. Titus to Garza on the near side. Garza underneath, lays it up and in. Have yourself a night, Eddie Garza. Have yourself a night, Bo Thorpe. Ilg plays it on over. Parker Falk, near side corner. Back to Ilg. Ilg drives into the left post. Shot off the glass and in. 69-46 Oaks. 2:14 left, and the writing's on the wall. Thorpe, Titus, down low, Roddick, off the glass, and Roddick Schmidt gets another one. 2:04 left. 25-point game, Oaks. Minute 59 left. Ilg driving, stop, shot over. Eddie Garza won't go. Timeout for substitutions. And Oaks will be your District 1 champions as they sub out their starters. 71-46, and they'll take a 30-second timeout. Oaks up with under two to go on Hankinson, the reigning district champions. They will get the unenviable task of taking on Linton in the opening round of the District 1, or the Region 1 tournament. Oaks will have the ball with Andrew Undum. Undum gives to Bakke with a minute 50 left. Look out, Region 1. Nitschke plays up to Undum. Or to Bakke. Bakke gives on over to Undum. Undum back to Bakke. Back to Undum on the far side. Driving in. Undum lays it up in the lane, and it will fall. Andrew Undum gets his two. Carried on up the other way. This is Eli Jerbeck, and that one's stolen away. Undum with it. Cross the timeline. Play near side to Reese Nitschke. It's a minute 14 left. Bakke with it now. On the far side with a minute 10. 73-46. Gives to Nitschke. Top of the key. Going between the legs. Going back to Bakke near side. Bakke gives to Undum. Undum drives to the near side. Undum in the lane. Loses the handle. Dinger with it. Gives it to Nitschke. Nitschke inside. Shot up. Won't go. And he'll have it go out of bounds with 51 seconds left. Nitschke will check off. Bakke will check off. Oaks will win this tournament. Brody Moore checking in. He's one of the Tornadoes. This is Jax Hernandez. He gives up to Jarabek. Jarabek to the far side, driving in, and there will be a travel called on Mason Mauch. 73-46 to inbound this ball. It will be Landon Titus. He goes to Andrew Undum, back to Titus. Landon Titus, younger brother of Chris. 3 seconds between game and shot. Gives to Undum. Undum to Trey Miles. Driving in. Undum stops. Gives it to Landon Titus. 14 seconds left. Undum, 73-46. With the ball to Miles. Miles driving. Shooting won't go. Rebound tipped around. 3 seconds left. 2 seconds and one. The Oaks Tornadoes are your District 1 champions. Straight wins for the Oaks Tornadoes. They win it 73-46. The magical run will continue with Linton on Monday. Oaks, my goodness, they dominated from the beginning till the end. We have award ceremonies now about to go on. About to get started here will be the award ceremonies. Calvin Kraft, the District 1 chairman. He'll be giving out the awards. Now we'll go with the all-tournament team first. Garza on the all-tourney team. Riot. Schmidt. Bo will pick it up. Bo, by the way, had 18 points. Rayshon Earl, of course. Andrew Dean.
From Bud Kelly North, Jason Slanker.
Jason Slanker. Parker Allman. From Barnes County North will also be on the all-tournament team.
From Maple River, Carter
Bond. Didn't catch that one. Maple River. Let's see, who is that?
From
Carter Bond. Will come on in. T. Silling will as well. Hunter Dunn from Winemere Lidgerwood. From Sargent County, Jace Fury.
From Tri-State.
Didn't catch that one. Was that Steenbach? No. Oh, it's Jackson Steffens, who's injured. He'll come on in. So District 1 all-tourney team announced. Eddie Garza, Roddick Schmidt, Bo Thorpe, Rayshon Earl, Andrew Dean, Jason Schlenker, Parker Hallman, Carter Bosch, T. Silling, Hunter Dunn, Jace Fury, and Jackson Steffens are your all-tourney team. Oaks has the most with three members out there.
Congratulations, guys.
Round of applause for them. And the senior athlete of the year yet, I believe.
The senior athlete of the year is voted on by the coaches of the Mass District basketball team. So, the senior athlete of the year is the former District 1 boys basketball. It's Carter Bosch of Maple River.
Carter Bosch. From Maple River will be the senior athlete of the year.
The coach of the year award is awarded by the head coaches of the High District basketball team. The coach of the year. The Coastal High School Athletic Association will win the award. The 2025-51 boys basketball coach of the year is Dawson Schmidt of Barnes County North.
And that would be Dawson Schmidt of Barnes County North. First year head coach came on in out of nowhere. Congratulations to him.
The Activity Director of the Year Award is awarded by the
District. And the D1 AD of the Year.
The AD must be part of the AAA to receive the award. The winner will be one of the eight finalists of the Class B State AD of the Year. This year, the District 1 Activity Director of the Year is Calvin Kraft.
It's Calvin Kraft. Congratulations, Calvin. And, he's a good AD. And the four teams to qualify from the District 1 tournament. The fourth place team, Maple River, will go on in. They will take on they'll take on MPB, who ended up winning the entire tournament. If you can believe it. Or MPB, Medina Pingree Buchanan, is who they will take on in the opening round of the tournament. MPB winning against Lemoore, beating Lemoore 44-40. So, coming up next will be Barnes County North, the third place team. They will take on Lemoore in the opening round. Barnes County North against Lemoore, by the way. Last time they met was January 9th. BCN beat them 38-31.
Remember that the runner-up team, the Hankinson Pirates, come forward.
And the Hankinson Pirates will come forward. Gene will be there. Blado will be there. And then Jarabek will be there as well. They will be playing Edgley, which makes complete and total sense, of course. And the Oaks Tornadoes will send their seniors forward. Three seniors, Eddie Garza, Chris Titus, and Roddick Schmidt. They'll send three of their five seniors forward to collect the trophy and bring it back to their team. Titus holds it aloft. The boys meet together in front of their bench. They're the top team in District 1. The Oaks Tornadoes, number one in District 1, if you can believe it. They shot on the game 54.4%. They scored 73 points, beating Hankinson 73-46. The leading scorer was Eddie Garza with 22. The leading scorer for Hankinson was Rayshon Earl with 19. Bo Thorpe had 18. Gunnar Ilg had 10, Andrew Jean had 10, Roddick Schmidt had 10, Brayson Sagert had 7, and Giles Meyer had 6. Oaks winning this one in the rebound department as well, 35-20. And the assists, they had 18-5. Turned the ball over only 6 times. They had 7 steals as well. Oaks wins the District 1 title. And that will wrap up the District 1 tournament for us here today from KDDR and KBMW. Lots more sports coming up on KDDR later on this week. It's the state tournament. You can catch all the action right here on KDDR, the Tornado, and on our sister station, Thunder 98.3. Again, the Oaks Tornadoes, they beat the Hankins and Pirates 73-46 to wrap up a District 1 tournament. 15 straight wins for the Tornadoes. That'll wrap it up for me tonight. Have a great night. God bless all of you. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network. Have a good night. God bless everybody.